Happy Thursday evening, you mad dogs. It's the What Do We Dooby Dooby Do About show, where the boffins, who were recently free and maybe even productive members of society, are retasked with the single purpose of solving humanity's greatest problems, or in some cases, most trivial problems. And that's good. Good for me, good for them, good for humanity. Hooray. Let me play a song before DJ Deck wakes up. DJ Deck is an actual deck of playing cards who decides which songs are going to be played next at random using cards. It's no expense incurred as a solution. So yeah, song quick before he wakes up, and then we'll get going with the show. Hooray! Back after whatever the next thing is. And that was a song called Lady Moon, with beats by Perturbator, who I think's from Kent, and also featuring Greta Link on ethereal yet moany vocals. And it's rather good. It's got a music video which looks very inspired by Akira and Blade Runner and stuff like that. And I really should find the time to watch that because it looks interesting. Right. Today, we need a theme for the boffins to solve. So I'm going to spin the wheel of calamity that decides on this week's theme. See all these automatons I'm using to do some of the heavy lifting for the show. So a deck of playing cards, a carnival clickety wheel, there's a xylophone later on if you last that long, which kind of introduces some AI poetry. I'm an equal opportunity. Not employer, because they're things. Utilizer, an equal opportunity utilizer. I don't know if that's something to be proud of or to boldly proclaim, but that's what I am. Right, so, Wheel of Calamity time. Let's spin the Wheel of Calamitous subject-y thingies.
Solve a problem like
interviews. Today's subject for the boffins to solve is interviews. So I'm going to give each of the boffins their own little card and a stub of a crayon for safety reasons. They don't get anything more dangerous than a bit of card and a crayon. And then we'll see. Yes, we'll see. But before that, the Queen of Spades and the ever-mutating list of DJ deck guidance thingies says that means it's either a song by ABBA or Queen this week. Who knows what it'll be next time. So let's sort that out. And then we'll see what our first boffin has got to say for himself. Yes.
Walking through an empty house.
And Hester is getting, he's on the plate. And we'll just leave him there for a sec. That was ABBA with Knowing Me, Knowing You. And yeah, Hester on the plate, looking very enthusiastic. And the Wheel of Calamity is pitching him interviews. So what does Hester think? Let's have a look at his little card. La 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 la. All right, yeah. He says that to solve interviews, we need to implement the Interview Hunger Games. Yeah, we're replacing interviews with a live, nationally televised obstacle course. Candidates compete by solving job-related tasks while crossing rope bridges, escaping ball pits, and answering competency questions while being chased by mildly irritated geese. Oh, geese, I mean, they're just the solution to most of society's problems. Any problem you've got, add geese. Fixed. Yes, policed by geese. That's a t-shirt. The theory is simple. If someone can configure Active Directory whilst balancing on a wobbling platform, they could probably handle a quarterly budget meeting. Yes. So, Hester, let's have a look at that initially. HR departments are going to reluctantly agree after consultants have produced a 400-page report titled Authentic Talent Discovery Through Structured Panic. Early events are held in converted conference centres. Recruiters are going to wear safety helmets and use score paddles. It's all looking good so far. Hester, you're close to free. So how does that look a bit further down the line? Right, okay. Entire industries are going to emerge around career athletics. Children are going to train from the age of 6 for the graduate assessment decathlon. LinkedIn is going to become a sports network. And yeah, and all those white papers and things. Look at me, posts will be about how sporty they are for a change. Olympic level candidates are going to negotiate 6-figure salaries after setting a world record in PowerPoint under duress. Actual job performance is going to remain almost completely unrelated to success. Yeah. Has that solved interviews? I don't think it has, Hester. I mean, you've definitely changed interviews. And there might be geese, which is always a plus. But I don't think you've solved it. You've just mutated it a bit. Yeah, it's too much sprinkles, not enough cake. Yeah, Hester, you're staying with us for a bit longer, which I'm sure is great news. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Well done. Every outcome is a success. You're the winner. God thinks you're a wiener. So, before DJ Dirk, yeah, I'm just going to look at DJ Dirk, though he's decided what he wants for the next song. I just want to, I don't know, opine briefly about the interview process. I don't think it's great for neurodiverse types, unless they're extroverted and very stable. but if you're not extrovert and very stable, interviews, I think, are quite stressful, at least from personal experience. Probably not the best forum for showcasing your strengths under duress for an hour. So I've been finding, because I've been interviewing of late for a different role, that yeah, you can either have me as sort of someone who seems like a functional, productive member of society and potentially the workforce. Or you can have someone in an interview who can answer in-depth technical questions about their subject matter expertise. But not both. It's very tiring doing one of those. But both don't have the bandwidth. Just can't. And as I get more tired during an interview, which is tiring and stressful, I am less able to do either. A bit grumpy about interviews. I don't think they're fair for the neurodiverse, neurospicy type people, favouring instead neurotypicals, who I rename for my own amusement neurodifficults. There's a risk, and I think an issue with the interview process, weeding out anyone but lead singers and lead guitarists, if you were looking at a band sort of analogy. So, yeah, anyone who wants to be in the limelight and at the front of the band, yeah, interviews, I think, favour them over everyone else. And the nutters who want to be at the back of the band, like the bassist or the drummer or maybe the keyboard player, but the nutters who are actually holding the song together don't fare so well in interviews. So, yeah, I think companies are unfairly represented by lead front type extrovert people, from my own experience and brief analysis using YouTube and or AI. But that's beside the point. I'm not sure what the point is. Something to do with interviews. So back to DJ Deck. It's a 10 of hearts. Oh, I love a 10. So something very, very different to the last song. Let me just look in the pile of music and come up with something special. Back after that. Nice. I did warn you that it would be different. That was Congeniality by Ornette Coleman and band. I personally am not a big fan of jazz. I feel that it's the soundtrack to household tasks that I don't want to do, and it's based on incomprehensible maths, so it gives me headaches. But some other people seem to like it for some reason, so here we are. Jazz, don't get used to it. It's very much the exception. It was a 10, so very different. There you have it. Next up is Audley. Audley has written things in the hope that freedom will stop eluding her, and her cats and things will be doing more. Okay, the Psychic Recruitment Initiative. Sounds good so far. The solution is to, hold on. Yeah, since interviews are supposedly about understanding candidates, organizations simply hire psychics. No more CVs, no more interviews. A recruiter sits opposite a crystal ball and asks, will Kevin from Rochdale be any good at project management? The crystal ball emits an ambiguous glow, exactly matching the usefulness of most interview feedback. Okay? I don't think Audley's had madly positive experiences with interviews either. Or maybe she works in HR. Don't know. So, how does that look initially? Yeah, it could be good. A few startups are going to adopt the idea ironically. Unfortunately, their hiring success rates are going to appear statistically identical to conventional recruitment. This is going to alarm everyone. So, with that as the basis, let's go down the road a bit. Okay. The world's largest consulting firms have now, down the road, so then, future tense, we're going to employ chief divination officers. It's a new C-suite role. Candidates are going to pay extra for premium aura optimization services. Yeah, big money in that. Entire careers are going to be ruined because Mercury was in retrograde during annual review time. Employees are going to spend less time updating their CVs, which no one is going to read anymore, and more time polishing spiritual vibrations. Which combination of crystals is going to be the right vibe for this role I'm applying for? It's been in place for a bit now. Nobody can prove that the system works. Nobody can prove interviews worked either. Are interviews solved? I mean, it's an interesting concept, but much like our previous contestant, you've moved for goalposts. I don't think you've solved interviews. No, maybe this one's difficult. Audley, good news. You're the winner. You get to stay for a bit longer. We'll see if we can find some urban meat for you. We've left some boxes with rope outside, which may attract their attention. I don't know how urban meat works. It's possible there may be something to eat in the near future. And if it rains, then something to drink. So everything to hope for. Yay! Five of spades. All right, DJ Deck is saying we need to play something very similar to the last song. We're stuck in jazz. I can only blame DJ Deck. It's never going to be my fault. Yes, shame on you. Right, another song similar to the last one. I'm going to see if there's a legal loophole here. Otherwise, the rest of the evening is going to be devoted to maths that don't make sense. Let me consult my own personal crystal ball and see if I can psychically worm my way out of the hole I've dug for myself here. I'm going to reframe that. Jazz is great. Everyone loves jazz. Let's do some more of that. Woo! Thank you. I think I managed it. Jazz to classical, it's not a mad leap. Hooray! No more jazz for a bit. Maybe for the rest of the show. I live in hope. So that was Bella Bartok and orchestra with Romanian folk dances for string orchestra. And it was lovely to see in the video that I blipped. They were all moving around like blades of grass in a very windy field, which is nice. A lot of the time, orchestras are sitting ramrod straight and looking like they're just trying to get through this so that they can do things that they enjoy instead. Right, yes. So, that'll do. I need to stop because I've got an interview in about an hour and something. I mean, it'll be seamless, of course, for the show. Not that I pre-record this stuff. Oh, no, never pre-recorded. No, always fresh, never tinned. I'm going off for a bit and then we'll come back and see what Algernon's got to say for himself on the subject of interviews. Yes, it's all very interviewy today. So back in a minute, but it's not going to be a minute. It'll be immediate. Yeah, it'll be like the magic of cutting tape and splicing it back together again. Yay. And here I am, back again, as if nothing happened. The magic of radio and sticky tape. Hello. Right, Algernon. Algernon? Algernon. He has written on the card, so it's time to have a look and see where we are. Oh, just before we do, had an interview, tired me out, had a nap, made some drinks, planning to have hot dogs later. This is all vital stuff to what you wanted to know. Back to it. So, Algernon has suggested the artificial intelligence decides everything approach. And I'm always a big fan of AI. Surely we can find some way of making life better using it somehow. So, the solution. A super intelligent AI evaluates candidates using millions of variables and predicts future performance with astonishing accuracy. Humans finally remove bias, politics, and irrationality from recruitment. A sentence that should always make people slightly nervous. That's the opening statement on the card. Let's have a little play with that. Initially the AI is going to work brilliantly. It's going to identify high performers with uncanny precision. Companies are going to celebrate. Consultants are going to write books. And HR conferences are going to become unbearable. Great. It's going good. After a while, the AI discovers the ideal employee profile. Moderately sleep deprived, owns exactly 3 houseplants, has watched documentaries about bridges, eats soup on Thursdays, and once assembled flat pack furniture without swearing. There you go, your ideal employee. So nobody understands why these traits matter. The AI is going to refuse to explain. Its prediction remains 99% accurate. What's that? Yeah, okay. Human civilization is going to reluctantly reorganize itself around bridge documentaries, Thursday soup, and suspiciously calm furniture assembly. Yeah, these are the key attributes. The interview finally disappears. I think that's a good idea. Humanity has solved recruitment by replacing one incomprehensible process with another. So I think that's progress in the same way that a shopping trolley rolling downhill is technically a form of transportation. So he solved it. Interviews are solved. The interview finally disappears. Algernon, you are free. You can have your stuff back and, I don't know, exit the building holding your head. Oh, he's gone. Man, nobody wants their stuff back. I think maybe, I don't know, car boot sale? We're getting a lot. Might have to charge them for all this storage. Those that remain, on behalf of those that do not or did not. Right, Algamon, you go. You are free. Yeah, that horse has bolted. It's a four of hearts. So DJ Deck has decided to give us a way out of jazz and Romanian folk music, which I'm going to gladly accept. So we'll play another tune, and then maybe one more boffin, and then the much maligned and misunderstood AI poetry section, and then freedom for you, dear listener or listeners. Yay. Back after this. gosh, Pink Floyd with the Great Gig in the Sky live, as you could probably tell. Marvellous. Okay, last up is Clifton, who's looking very keen and lean. Really should figure out how to feed these people. So, continuous surveillance recruitment is the plan. Okay, let's have a look. Candidates are permanently observed from birth. Okay. Each conversation, action, and decision is recorded. By adulthood, there is no need for interviews because employers possess a complete behavioural history. Okay, Clifton, his own critic, says that's a perfectly terrible idea, naturally. Good, thank you, saves me the job. So, initial implementation. Technology firms are going to become excited for the reasons that should concern everyone. I mean, if a tech firm gets excited, it's generally bad news. It's a weaponized dystopia. Commercialism at its finest. Governments are going to become interested for reasons that should concern everyone even more. Yeah, lots of concern there, or there should be lots of concern there. Let's wind the handle and go down the track a bit. A candidate is going to be rejected because at the age of 9 they stole a biscuit and blamed the dog. Meanwhile, a serial underperformer will get promoted because they maintained excellent eye contact throughout childhood. Entire legal systems are going to collapse under the weight of context, air quotes. Everyone's desperately going to miss interviews. Humanity is going to, as it accidentally rediscovered privacy and celebrates. Okay, Clifton? You've somehow managed to invent the plot of The Truman Show, which would count against you, but you met the brief. Have you solved interviews? Yes, interviewers are solved. There are no interviews. I don't feel like what you've replaced interviews with is any better, but you have solved interviews, so... points. Clifton, you're free. Wow. Clifton is quick. Right. Okay. Right. That was that. I mean, short and sweet. Right. Three of spades and then AI poetry. Well, let's find out what that means. Back in a minute.
We're born into the grave.
And that was Alice in Chains with Them Bones, to which I would say, ask, which bones? And then they would say, Them Bones. Fixed. Right, AI poetry. Let me introduce it properly. Hold on. I'm sure I'm getting better at that. Who knows? Right, let's get started. So, four AI poems, starting with Permanent Record. There. Okay. Before memory had edges, they began collecting. The first cry, the first lie, the first time a biscuit disappeared, and the dog received the blame. Nothing was remarkable. That was the point. Every hesitation found its timestamp, every kindness its confidence score. By adulthood, the interview had become an historical, well, a historical curiosity. Weird. Why ask a question when 40 years could answer it? Somewhere a panel watches the replay of your life at double speed. You are not invited. Right, next, objective function. The machine asks for nothing. It has already seen enough. Not your smile, not your handshake, not your carefully rehearsed story about overcoming adversity. Your only vectors. Correlations. The elegant geometry of probability. It chooses. No applause, no explanation. Later, the successful candidates begin to resemble one another. Not in face, nor voice, but in the particular and peculiar mathematics of their habits. Entire cities quietly reorganize themselves towards higher scores. No one remembers who taught the machine what success looked like. Next up, the glass between us. The room is almost empty. A chair, a table, a bowl filled with still water. The interviewer does not ask where you see yourself in 5 years. Instead, she waits. Silence rises like smoke. She nods to someone who isn't there, a smile. I think, she says, they approve. Outside, the queue moves slowly. Everyone practices looking sincere for the unseen. And finally, selection. The doors open. No one explains the rules. Some run, some wait. Some mistake confidence for direction. Above, the audience leans forward, cheering moments they do not understand. A bridge collapses. Someone laughs. Someone apologizes to a stranger while falling. Years later, the winners tell stories about determinism. No, hold on. Determination. Determination. Preparation. Mindset. The spectators remember something else. How close everyone came to being someone different. And that, dear listener, bracket S, bracket, is the end of the AI poetry section. So, yeah, it's almost time to go. DJ Deck has got one more song for us, which is Nine of Spades. That's good. Forgot. I need to explain what we're doing here on this show. I probably should have done it earlier, but happy to shoehorn it in at the end, just in case you got here and started, or you got here and thought, gosh, I'm confused. So, Boffins, they are encouraged to join us via means. There you go. We accommodate them for a bit, and then every week we ask them questions. We get them to solve life's great mysteries. And if they solve the thing, which the Wheel of Calamity chooses, then they can go free. And if they don't, then they can stay with us. And that sounds like they have a choice in that. And they can have another go next week. Or not. We'll see how it goes. And usually we do. And that's most of the show, really. Boffins provide solutions. AI provides poems. A deck of cards provides music decisions. And I kind of curate the whole mess with I would say skill and finesse. Misplaced optimism, I think I'll go with that. Anyway, Nine of Spades, and then freedom until next time. So yeah, good luck out there, and I hope it gets better for you. May the odds ever be on your in your favour.